10 years ago, Cindy Glassmaker and her husband had an idea that maybe it would be good for kids to come out on the river, clean up some of the trash, and learn about the river. Now, 10 years later, Cindy hasn't grown an inch, and so when you're calling an adult, it's really hard to tell her in the photo whether she's one of the elementary school kids or the creator of this program. Cindy, are you ever going to grow?
I really don't think I am.
Too much coffee?
Not enough.
There you go. You just had an informational little meeting with this group of kids, and we're looking probably at, 50, 60 kids here?
Correct. Yep. All from Mountain View Elementary this morning at Swiftwater Park.
And that's just one of the schools. How many schools are participating today?
We've got about six schools, I believe, and we're at Isaac Walton, Bing's Landing, Soldotna Creek Park, Centennial Campground, and the River Center.
Now, the first year, how many kids do you have out in the river?
Oh, gosh. We probably had about 500.
The first year,
yeah.
No way.
Yes, I mean, it was...
I thought it was just like one classroom you started with.
Oh, gosh, no. And I've always been cleaning up with Readout Elementary because my kids went to school there. But it was amazing how many teachers and kids and parents, families that wanted to participate and give back and be good stewards.
Now, I've seen some fishing guides who put four kids in their boat to take fishing, okay? And coordinating four elementary school kids is a big enough challenge. 500, Cindy? How do you do that?
Well, it's all the volunteers. It's with CRISA, it's with the Guide Association, it's with state parks, and again, just volunteers throughout the community that want to give back and be good examples for these kids when we're recreationally using the Kenai.
Now, you asked the kids some questions about why they were here and what they expected to find.
Well, some of them had some pretty interesting answers, but they were all basically spot on in saying that we're picking up trash that should not be there for our baby salmon.
Now, they're also being fitted with the safety gear right now, life-saving vests. Where do all those vests come from?
The vests come from, well, Chris is the one that collects them, and honestly, I'm not 100% sure who donates them, but we get them every year, and I'm pretty sure it's all housed with CRISA.
Now, you also let the kids know that at the end of a fishing line is generally a hook, so what do they do if they find a fishing line and they're trying to remove it from the river?
So we always instruct them to make sure they gently pull on that, because there is a hook potentially always. There is a weight behind it, and if you're pulling too hard, that's going to come hit you smack dab in the face, which we have had with adults happen before. And so we just always tell them, be careful, call an adult. We have plenty of adult volunteers, and we're there to help them be successful.
There's a reason why the sign on the road says fish hook removal.
That is correct.
The doctor's advertising.
Yes.
Okay, now the river's pretty low today, but over the years you've collected how much?
Just under 20,000 in the last 10 years.
And does it keep reducing year after year? In other words, is there less? Are people becoming more mindful of not putting things in the river?
I think overall they have, but, you know, we are a tourist-based location and not everybody's mindful, so I think we're always going to have a certain amount here and there. And we've pulled out some pretty big things, like from tires to fishing docks to down to cell phones, but I always tell kids, every little bit helps.
And over the years, these kids, okay, 10 years, they're now adults. Do you think it's changed their overall educational experience?
I think for the better. I really do. I think these kids, year after year, when they hear what class has done it, I've had my kids participate for when they were in elementary school for six years, and it was it's very humbling to see that these kids share the information with their friends and they want to come out, and it's really one of the highlights to their field trips at the end of the year.
So did your kids turn out okay?
My kids, yes, they did.
Okay. Cindy Glassmaker and her husband created this event. The Kenai River Sport Fishing Association is now championing it and helping all of the sponsors and things make this happen for the kids. It only happens right here on the Kenai Peninsula. I'm Earl Sikorski with Cindy Glassmaker and about 500 kids cleaning up the river, returning you to that River Keeps On Flowing sound of KSRM.